The temporary ban on refugees by President Donald Trump is prompting a lot of questions. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to look at the implications this refugee ban could have for the international church and how you can be praying. We've also got an update for you on the three Christian men in prison in Sudan. They're expecting a verdict this weekend. We'll give you the details in just a moment. But first, the president's executive order on refugees has received both national and international backlash. The reaction proves that while the facts are absolutely vital to the discussion, perception too has power. And whether true or not, many perceive the order to be based on religion. David Curry of Open Doors USA says this is concerning, particularly when it comes to fighting worldwide religious persecution as a nation.
It could be a bad thing if it's perceived or is in fact a religious test to get into America. And that's because that's the sort of thing that we're arguing with in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in all of these areas where there is extremism and religious persecution of Christians.
So today, we're asking you to pray for wisdom for world leaders, for the protection of refugees, and for all nations against terrorism. And also, pray for the gospel to thrive even during times like this. Curry says during these discussions, Christians have to remember who they represent, no matter what side of the argument they stand on.
Let's have the aroma of Jesus in these political conversations, that we're kind, that we're polite, that we're direct, and defend our positions as we think they're best defended.
Speaking of refugees, that topic has also come up in relation to Christians and what it means to truly be pro-life. Last Friday, the March for Life took over Washington, D.C., and hundreds of thousands of people attended. But in light of the recent temporary ban on refugees from the president and the Women's March earlier last week, it's prompted people to ask, what do Christians mean when they say they're pro-life? Tom Lothimer of Life Matters Worldwide says, for many Christian pregnancy care centers around the U.S., being truly pro-life has a wide range of implications.
If you look at the number of pregnancy care centers in this country, upwards to 2,500 or more, that are very inclusive of women, whatever their situation, even if they've had an abortion, they can receive help from these centers in reference to parenting, job skills, medical, all kinds of things at these centers. That's one example.
Another example? Asking ourselves honest questions about how we see and respond to struggling people who are living in our own community.
How do we care for our neighbors who live right across the street or right next to us? Are we helping them and encouraging them, showing kindness?
And finally, things definitely did not go as hoped for in the court case that was facing two Sudanese pastors and a Czechoslovakian aid worker. Over the weekend, the courts made a decision on the criminal state charges. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says,
we had hoped that Mr. Jacek, the Czech aid worker, and the two Sudanese brothers would be released. Instead, they were all sentenced to very long prison sentences and found guilty of the crimes that they were accused of.
And the list of wrongdoing involves state crimes that carry the death penalty or life imprisonment. But the judge really threw the book at Petr Jacek.
The sentence against Mr. Jacek is a life sentence. Then he was sentenced to additional time for spreading rumors that undermined the authority of the state, undertaking NGO work without a permit, inciting strife between communities, and entry in and photography of military areas, as well as a final charge of entering the country illegally.
Lawyers now have 15 days to file an appeal, and the Czech government is sending a representative to negotiate something on behalf of Mr. Jacek. So prayer support is critical now.
Pray for encouragement. Pray for the appeal process to go forward and for there to be favor on that appeal. And ultimately, we want to pray that God's will be done.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you, and we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. So this month, Slavic Gospel Association is offering a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.